Senator Kane's hometown zone, Showtown Borough of Veterans Avenue, Pennsylvania. We are the local nonprofit organization helping veterans who are homeless. I'm grateful to the Veterans Center Garrison making us the beneficiary of the 55th Battle for the second year in a row. Thanks to the outpouring of community support, we opened Veterans Road to Virginia last year. For the village of Hitchin, Clinton, Home, to the community center for veterans who are lost in the fight for freedom. They receive safe shelter, food, access to healthcare, comprehensive support, all while providing friendship, independence, and a new sense of purpose. Won't you help us care for our veterans by buying the 55th Battle ticket at today's meeting? The money raised for local will help offset our operation costs for the year. Even if you don't pay our veterans, learn more by visiting our website at veteransoutreach.va.org. Go Senators, thank you for your support and help our veterans across our country.
Harrisburg Senators would like to welcome fans to FNB Field for your safety and convenience. Sanitizer is located throughout the ballpark. The emergency medical technician will be near the Red Cross flag, either located in the first aid station in left field or above the first base dugout. Find the flag and you'll find the EMT. If you're uncomfortable with the safety of your seating location, have questions or concerns, or need directions around the ballpark, go to Fan Services, located in left field, behind the ice cheap seats, and a customer service representative will assist you to the best of their ability. Please allow other fans comfortable and healthy space when in lines throughout FNB Field, and please be courteous to fellow fans by refraining from conduct that is inconsistent with the fun, family atmosphere of FNB Field. Waste cans and recycling bins are located throughout FNB Field. We ask fans to please clean up after yourselves while visiting the ballpark so that tripping and slipping hazards are minimized. Lastly, we ask fans to please be aware that balls, bats, and other objects may enter the seating areas, so please stay alert during play. That means you at school. Fans are also asked to not interfere with a ball in play, throw objects, or enter the playing field. Violators are subject to ejection from the field in addition to possible fine, arrest, or both.
Hello?
All right, Tori, how are you?
Special $2 off local price at the scoreboard bar. This week's Craft Draft Special is Sam Adams, American Money.
Okay.
Papa John's presents the candidate of the game with the Senators strikeout Richmond's first baseman number 2, Victor Maragota.
So, what time do you think we might be starting then?
As well, if the Senators score 4 or more runs, all fans will be able to get 50% off any regular rice pizza the following day, courtesy of Papa John's.
All right.
Keep track of how many strikeouts the Senators pitching staff has up today on the Bowling Centers of Central VA strikeout line. And if the Senators strike out 9 Richmond batters, everyone with a ticket in the Trove's right field bar stools will receive a buy-one game, get-one game free coupon to be redeemed at any participating Bowling Center location. The Double Smoke Double Play is presented by Seltzer Smokehouse Meats. Anytime the Senators turn 2, fans in a lucky row will receive a free bag of double smoked beef jerky, courtesy of Seltzer's Smokehouse Meats. Power up, Sens fans! This season, a Senators hitter is the renewed solar and roofing power hitter. And if they homer in their third plate appearance of the game, all fans will get to renew their tickets for another game with a Fox seat voucher on the way out of FNB Field today. Today's renewed solar power hitter is right fielder number 22, Carlos De La Cruz. Today's Sheets RBI guy is second
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It is a fine day for a baseball game. Temperatures in the 50s, some sunshine. Easily the best day the Senators have played a game yet in this young season. Today is the final game of the six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Harrisburg Senators. After the ball game, Richmond heads home, and the Senators head to Manchester, New Hampshire. The Senators have taken 3 out of 5, including splitting the doubleheader yesterday, dropping game 1 3-2, winning game 2 2-1. Today it is left-hander Jack Choate on the mound for Richmond, and he is opposed by right-hander Seth Schumann for the Senators. Along with Tori Gates back in the studio, Frankie Vernowski, I'm Terry Bibram. We'll bring you all the action today. Had a chance, I talked to Delano DeShields earlier today. When I come back, you'll hear from Delano right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Delano, this first week, the team has been up and down, but the weather, and you hate making the weather the story of the first week of the baseball season, but there hasn't been really a good day to play baseball on yet.
Yeah, and it affects more than just the game. It's just your whole work day. You know, we haven't been able to get on the field like we want, so we're probably not as sharp as we would like to be at this point. But, you know, I'm proud of the guys. They're braving the elements and going out there and giving us all they got right now.
You have a couple of guys really swinging the bat. Philip Glasser yesterday in the doubleheader had 5 hits. Yo-Yo Morales with his first home run. So Caden Wallace hitting the ball really hard to the alleyways into center field. There are definitely some signs of things beginning to turn around here.
There are. And like I said, these guys, it started in spring training. You know, these guys, all of them had really good springs. And you know, Phillip, it's just right now we got so many guys that I need to kind of work into the lineup. So, you know, I'm just talking to these guys every day and just telling them to be patient and stay ready. And, you know, they're all going to get their opportunities at some point.
You mentioned about spring training. Guys are down there. The spring training games are really probably not what most people think they are in the minor leagues, on backfields that are like nice high school fields, and guys getting in and out of games, playing in various games to get at-bats. And it's really hard, and you personally don't get to put your eyes on these guys until the last week or two.
It's a lot that goes into it. So these guys are still gelling. Like I said, you know, we got some guys that haven't played a lot early, that I got to figure out ways to get in the lineup. So, you know, it's a process, but, you know, so far these guys have handled it really well.
Yesterday, Jarlin Susana pitched in game number 1. He is a guy that has talked about a lot throughout baseball, prospect people, scouts that are here. Everybody wants to know about Susana.
You've seen him pitch twice here now, both in cold weather. What do you like?
Well, it's not even his pitching. You know, I think that's going to take care of itself. You know, his arm talent, you know, just him on the mound. Those things are going to take care of itself. What I'm more interested in right now is just how he's going about his business. You know, the maturity level, the emotional intelligence, and all those other things that are going to allow him to have a successful career at the big league level. So far, he's checked all those boxes. Real professional kid, growing up, you know what I'm saying, and handling things really well at this point.
Earlier this week, I had a pregame interview with JT Arruda. And then after we got done, JT and I, since we've known each other now 3 years, chatted about it. And I had asked him, what do you think is the one thing? What's the one thing? And he said, you get here, and even more than ever before, it's the consistency that gets you out of here.
That's right. This is like what do you want to call this level? I don't know, where the rubber meets the road, if you will. You know what I mean? And I think JT summed it up really well. You know, this is where you want to show that you can come out and be consistent and play every day. You know, numbers are important, but you know, I think it's a lot about those other things. Like I talked about with Susana, it's about, you know, showing that emotional intelligence, being available, staying healthy, and showing that you can play every day at a high level.
A lot of folks, you know, college baseball has changed so much. It's become a big business, not quite as big as, say, basketball or football in college, but teams draw a lot, they fly on nice planes, they do all these things, but they're still just college athletes. And here, they're professional athletes, and none of the coaches are watching what these guys are doing every day. And as you've talked about with Jarlin and Susana, that's a part of the process when they get here, too, to get out of here is, like you just said, being ready, being healthy, and taking care of yourself.
Yeah, we're watching. We're just not babysitting. You know, like I said, in college, you know, I guess, you know, I haven't been a part of a college program, but I'm pretty sure that, you know, the maturity level of some of those kids is not what it is at this level. You know what I mean? And, yeah, so it's not like we're not watching. We're definitely watching, but it's on the young men in that room to take that next step as far as taking control of their career and learning how to be professionals and learn how to show up every day and prepare and work and do those little things.
All right, Delano, thanks a lot.
All right, Derek.
All right, I'll have more on the pregame show next right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Well, let's take a look at today's zero-day starting lineups. Visit their tap room on 3rd Street in Harrisburg or get a zero-day draft during your next visit to F&B Field. Leading off in center field for Richmond is Carter Howe. Batting second at second is Diego Velasquez. Batting third and in right field, Jairo Pomares. Batting fourth and at first base, Victor Barry Cotto. hitting fifth, the DH, Sabin Ceballos. Batting sixth and at third base, Justin Wyshkowski. Hitting seventh and in left field, Matt Higgins. Batting eighth and catching is Zach Morgan and hitting ninth. And at shortstop is Iverson Arteaga with Jack Choate on the mound. Daylen Lyle leads off. He's in left field for the Senators. Cade Wallace bats second. He's the DH. Hitting third and at second base, Philip Glasser batting fourth and at first base. Yo-Yo Morales batting fifth and catching. C.J. Stubbs batting sixth and in right field, Carlos De La Cruz. Hitting seventh and in center field, Nick Schnell batting eighth and at shortstop, Cortland Lawson and batting ninth and at third base, J.T. Arruda with Seth Schumann on the mound. Take a final break. Come back with baseball right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400. Right-hander Seth Schumann is out on the mound. He has finished his warm-up tosses. Along with Frankie Bernowski, I'm Terry Byram. Torrey Gates back in the studio. And we are just about ready for baseball. It is by leaps and bounds the nicest day the Senators have played a game in this season.
Gorgeous afternoon.
It is a much better weather. Not sure I'd go as far as to say gorgeous. Gorgeous.
In comparison.
Comparatively speaking, yes. Carter Howell stands in. Seth Schumann on the mound. Schumann peering over the glove into the windup, and the first pitch is a fastball poured in for a strike. Looks like our game time is at 101, and it's 54 degrees. Those are brought to you by Jimmy Juice. Tell you more about Jimmy Juice in a moment. The windup and the 0-1 to Howell is a fastball that misses. When it's game time, it's Jimmy Juice time. Canned cocktails, carbonated to perfection, dangerously good and available your next trip to F&B Field. One ball, one strike on Howell. The windup and the 1-1 hit in the air into shallow right field along the line. A long run for De La Cruz, but that is off the protective netting. And the netting is presented by SE&M Solutions, experts in national and cyber security. The count is 1-2. Howell is 6-for-26, which is good for a .231 average. 3-for-15 this week, but he's walked five times. Here's a ground ball along the first baseline, and it's just out of the reach of Yo-Yo Morales, and he and Garrett Griffin, the first base umpire, make some contact, and I think they're both okay. Now Yo-Yo is going to make sure that he is okay. That is Griffin, the first base umpire, holding it first with a single is Carter Howell, and that's how the ball game starts on a play in which Morales just couldn't quite get to that ball. Hit almost 100 miles an hour off the bat. First offering is a bunt by Velasquez, fielded by Schumann. His momentum from first base, the throw to first, not in time. His momentum was taking him towards third base, and then he stumbled a little towards the third baseline. His throw was strong, but too late. Two on and nobody out.
Aruda hard charging in from third. That's likely a play that he should be making there. He's got the momentum and the better angle to throw onto first.
So two on and nobody out in the first inning. And here is Jairo Palmeiras, 8 for 27. A couple of home runs, 4 RBIs. He is 5 for 15 with both those home runs. And the 4 RBIs this week against the Senators. Schumann delivers, and he squares to bunt and bunts it foul. The count is 0-1. Defensively for the Senators, it's Lyle in left. Schnell is in center. De La Cruz in right. Morales at first. Glasser's at second. Lawson at short. And over at third is Aruda with C.J. Stubbs behind the plate. Schumann deals, and the breaking ball is hit high in the air to center and well. Playable. Schnell back just short of the track makes the catch. Tagging and going to third is Howell, and into second is Velasquez. So it's not a sacrifice fly officially, but that fly ball was hit far enough by Palmeiras to do the job, moving both runners up 90 feet. That ball hit a long way out towards left center field between the 400-foot sign and the 405 sign just short of the track. Schumann started the home opener, went 5 innings, allowed 5 hits, a run, and 4 strikeouts. He left trailing 1-0, so he took the loss in a 7-4 game. Infield back, Victor Barrichotto stands in, and the first pitch is a fastball that misses away. 1 ball and no strikes. 94 miles an hour. So the Senators conceding a run here in the first inning. And hoping to get an out by conceding the run. Schumann ready, and the 1-0 pitch is a breaking ball. That misses high and inside. 2 balls and no strikes. So 2-0. The 2-0 offering. Barrichotto swings and misses, and the count is 2-1. Barrichotto is 6 for 28, which is a 179 average on the season. 4 for 17 this week. Two balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch, a check swing. And it's a foul tip into the glove of C.J. Stubbs. And the count is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. There was a break for the Senators there. Although it looked like he might have swung at it. That was not called. Timeout taken at the plate. And back in is Barrichotto. The right-hander sets. He holds. And the pitch. And that misses. Full count, 3-2 with one out, and Sabine Ceballos waiting on deck. Schumann was acquired from the Athletics in July of 2021, along with Richard Wash and Drew Millis for Jan Gomes and Josh Harrison. Originally selected in the 2019 draft by the A's in the 6th round. 3-2, runners lead second and third, and the 3-2 is hit high in the air to left, down the line, and that one is gone. Home run, and it one hops the team store. And it's 3-0 Richmond here in the first.
Well, we've been waiting on the power of Victor Barrichotto, and we've been warning about it all week. You know it's there, and that time he turned on a curveball just inside off the plate, and hit it 105 miles an hour out to the team store and left.
And that ball clearing the Ollie's Bargain Outlet cheap seats. There's a pretty good breeze blowing out towards left field, which did not make a difference at all on that fly ball. 370 feet, the estimated distance. And here is Sabine Ceballos. And the pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. Single just out of the reach. Tough break for Schumann as that first hit just out of the reach of Morales. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Then the bunt hit. and then the long home run. So three runs in with one out in the first inning. See if the Senators can find some offense today with the weather warmer. Schumann into the windup, and the 0-2 misses away with a good fastball. Count is 1-2. Some sunshine in the home plate area right now and on the infield. The windup and the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Had a cutter down, and there are two outs. And with two outs, here is Justin Wyshkowski. He's 1-for-7 this week, 3-for-14 on the young season. Don't forget, tomorrow night, it's the City Island Baseball Show at 6 p.m. We talk food with Trey Wilson, voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. The windup in the first pitch is outside for a ball to Wyshkowski. You can hear that right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, and streamed through their website. The 1-0 pitch is a strike, and it's 1-1. The windup in here is the 1-1 offering. Fastball strike, and the count is 1-2. Senators back home again a week from Tuesday to take on the Erie Seawolves. No two-week homestands this year. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. A couple of strikeouts after the three-run home run. Three runs, three hits, nobody left. We played a half inning. Richmond 3, the Senators coming up on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Left-hander Jack Choate on the mound making his second start. His first one came on the sixth against Akron with 3 2/3 innings. He struck out 9, walked 1. He left and Richmond was leading 3-0. They eventually lost 5-4. So Choate out on the mound. Dalen Lyle stands in. The big left-hander works into the stretch, pitching from the stretch, and the first pitch is drilled towards right center field, and that's in for a base hit. So Dalen Lyle begins the bottom of the first inning with a ringing single, hitting that one 103 miles an hour. And the Senators have a man on, trailing 3-0. Choate is 6'6". He's taken in the ninth round in 2022, 23 years old. We talked earlier about how tall so many pitchers are in Richmond. Definitely has a market on the guys over 6'4". Here is Caden Wallace batting second. First offering to Wallace is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Wallace 5 out of 26, which is a 192 average on the season, 3-for-16 this week. With the Senators down 3-0, not sure that Lyle will be taking off as the next offering is swung out and missed. And the count is 0-2. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, but he really whips. So, and with his height and the extension, the ball is on the hitter quickly.
Yeah, long, lanky limbs coming at the hitters, and from a tough angle, particularly for the lefty-lefty matchup, but for both sides.
Well, he looks like a lot of legs. He has long legs out there. Sets with the glove below the belt and deals high. And he drops down somewhat sidearm, which is adding to the odd look. Behind him, it's Higgins in left, Howell in center, Pumaris in right. Barracuda at first, Velasquez at second, Arteaga at short, Wischkowski at third, Morgan behind the plate. 1-2 is outside with an off-speed pitch. That's a changeup, and it's two balls and two strikes. Choate is one of the top prospects in the Giants organization. Last year, split time between Eugene and Richmond with the Flying Squirrels, 1-4 in eight starts and a 5.82 ERA. Throw over to first is high and wide, and Barracuda has to reach up and towards right center field to keep that ball from going down the right field line. So a leadoff single here in the first inning for Daylen Lyle. The Senators love to respond with something after Richmond scored three. Swing and a miss at a fastball. That one off the plate. Chasing was Caden Wallace, and there's one out. And here is Philip Glasser. Want to say hello to Todd and Patty Matthews, who are driving on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and he let me know they were listening.
Oh, hello, Todd, Patty.
Philip Glasser, 5-for-6 yesterday. Throw over to first base, 6-for-10 on the season. He, at one point, had 5 hits in a row between the two games. Left-handed batter, lefty-lefty matchup. Breaking ball is in for a strike. He was geared up for a fastball and gets a breaking ball. The count is 0-1.
Yeah, pitch that started at his hip somewhere and just caught the inside corner. Tough pitch.
No balls and a strike. Choate a long hold, and now he steps and he throws to first with Lyle was bouncing around. He dives back in easily ahead of the throw. It's an overcast day. Well, broken clouds, so some sunshine. Lyle goes. The 0-1 is low. The throw to second base is not in time, and he has stolen second. Tag applied by the shortstop, Arteaga, just not in time to swipe to get Lyle, and no argument. So he's in scoring position with his second stolen base. A base hit could put the Senators on the scoreboard. Glasser waits, and the pitch is lined into left, and it is a base hit. Lyle, a good break. He's around third and heading home. There's no throw, and it's a 3-1 game as Lyle scores. And Glasser, another hit. That time not hard. The hole hit him where they ain't, and he hit him where they weren't.
He's been like Luis Arraez this weekend, just smacking the ball wherever, and now in 4 games played, Philip Glasser is 7-for-11.
The Senators do bounce back with a run and trail 3-1 with just one out and Glasser at first base. And here is Yo-Yo Morales. He's 4-for-23 overall, which is a 174 average, but all 4 of the hits are this week, so he is 4-for-13 this week,
including that opposite field home run in game 1 of the doubleheader yesterday.
Glasser leads, and the pitch to Morales is fouled off, and the count is 0-1. No balls and a strike. One out and one in. C.J. Stubbs is next. A left-hander Jack Choate ready and deals, and it's outside. One ball and one strike. Glasser with a good lead at first base. Choate sets, holds, stares at first and deals. Fastball in at the knees. And the count is 1-2. One and two, Morales has to protect now, and the 1-2 is tapped foul. And the count remains 1-2. That pitch on the outside part of the plate.
Yeah, a nice defensive swing with two strikes from Morales on a tough changeup. He was out in front, just got enough of the bat on it to stay alive.
One and two. Left-hander again sets and holds, and the 1-2 pitch, that's high. 2-2. Snap throw to first. Diving back in is Glasser. Not a bad crowd. It's kids' opening day today, so lots of youngsters in the crowd today. The pitch to Morales is chopped towards second. Big bounce to the second baseman, Velasquez, and his play is to first in time for the out, two away. Moving to second is Philip Glasser. And here is C.J. Stubbs, and a two-out hit here could provide the Senators another run. Folks all over the ballpark today, which is a change from the last couple of nights. Glasser with a big lead at second base, and the pitch to Stubbs is fouled off straight back. And the count is 0-1. No balls and a strike, 2 outs. A left-hander ready and turns and he throws to second, too late. Glasser read that move and was back in standing up. Joe grew up in North Grafton, Massachusetts, just outside of Worcester. The pitch and Stubbs takes away. There is a Worcester, Ohio that is W-O-O-S-T-E-R, and then the one in Massachusetts, which is not.
And not spelled anywhere close to that.
No, I have no idea how Worcester comes out of how that is spelled. The pitch misses outside, and it's 2-1, though I will say I'll be going through Worcester, Massachusetts in,
yeah,
I don't know, 11 hours, 10 hours, whatever.
It's a holdover from those British.
Yes, yes, it is. The 2-1 to Stubbs is fouled off straight back. He went after a pitch that may have been off the plate, and the count 2-2. Two and two. And the 2-2 is a called strike three. A run on two hits. No errors and a man left. We have played one. And it's 3-1 Richmond on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Trivia knowledge. You said about great day. Caleb, back to you.
Time band for the second. 3-1. Richmond is on top with Frankie Vernowski. I'm Terry Byron, your Harrisburg Senators radio broadcaster.
I've been waiting for that all week. First time.
Well, it's a nice day. I'm not worried about freezing in place. Matt Higgins stands in the first pitch is lifted in the air to right field. Waiting for that is Carlos De La Cruz, almost in his tracks, makes the catch, one pitch, one out. And here is Zach Morgan.
Well, Sens are in pretty okay shape if Schumann tosses an easy inning here. A great job at the bottom of the first to at least grab a little momentum back, score a run, stay right with the Flying Squirrels.
Seth Schumann into the windup, and the first pitch to Zach Morgan is a ball, 1-0. Morgan 4-for-9 on the season, 2-for-5 in the series. Made a terrific catch in left field last night. The 0-1 or the 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. It was important, at least I think, for the Senators to just come back and get one.
Yes.
The 1-1 is popped up, foul, and out of play, and the count is 1-2. Man, they can, like you said, if Seth Schumann can have a scoreless inning here, and maybe they just score one in the second, well, then it's a brand new, really feels like a brand new game at that point. One ball and two strikes. A wind up and the 1-2 is chopped on the left side. Shortstop. Up with that is Cortland Lawson. He throws on to first. Two outs, and here is Iverson Arteaga. Tuesday night, 6:35. First pitch. I'll be on the air at 6:20 from Manchester, New Hampshire. It's one of the nice places to go. It's within walking. The hotel's within walking. Maybe 3/4 of a mile from the ballpark. The first pitch misses inside to Arteaga, and it's a fairly pleasant walk.
It's a nice town.
It is a nice town. The windup and the 1-0 is a bouncer over the mound behind second. Glasser has it on the run. One hop to first, but Morales can't come up with that one, and that should be an infield hit, and it is for Arteaga. Glasser doing a nice job coming up with that one, crossing behind second base, and threw a one-hopper to Morales, and he just could not keep that ball in the glove.
Yeah, just a little too short of a hop, so it was hot to handle and in and out. Would have been a heck of a scoop.
So here is Carter Howell. He singled his first time up, leading off the ball game, then scored on the three-run home run by Victor Barrichello. First offering to Howell is fouled off nearly right up here.
I was ready.
No, you weren't.
The people at home don't need to know that, Terry.
We're never going to be ready for a ball coming in one of these windows, given that we both have electronic devices in the window. Break our hand protecting electronics. The 0-1 pitch is outside, and it's one ball and one strike.
Where was it? We got a couple of balls in Bowie, didn't we, last year?
Probably. I don't ever need a foul ball coming in a booth again. One ball and one strike. Schumann delivers, and that is grounded on the right side, pass to diving Glasser, and into right field. Base hit. Arteaga stops at second, and with two outs, Richmond with a couple of hits, and here is Diego Velasquez.
Second baseman number one.
This is kind of a big early at-bat. Velasquez a bunt single, and he also scored on the three-run home run. Schumann into the stretch. Left-handed batter waits, and the first pitch sails high. One ball and no strikes. Jairo Pumares waiting on deck. 1-0 on Velasquez. With that hit, he's now 4-for-17 this week, and he takes a breaking ball. And that's a strike. One ball and one strike. That pitch just catching the outside part of the plate.
Yeah, pretty much a perfect pitch.
1-1. The 1-1 is fouled off out of play. The count is 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Leading at second, Arteaga at first, Howell. Velasquez, one of the top 20 prospects, as the pitch is fouled off. Top 20 prospect in the Giants organization. One ball, two strikes still. See an old-time Seattle Mariners jersey in the ballpark. See a lot of those. Although I think they're wearing those again. It's the old script. Low, and it's two balls and two strikes. When they first started playing in 79, or 70, 76, 76, 77, somewhere in there. The 2-2 is a check swing and a pitch away, and it's a full count 3-2.
Pilots?
No, the, I am having a brain freeze.
Oh, the Trident.
Yes, Trident. The Trident was prominently displayed. Maybe they've gone back to using that in some of their logos now.
That's the good look that he has on, that royal blue against the gold lettering.
Three balls, two strikes. The runners will be off with the pitch. Schumann sets, turns, and he throws to second. Diving back in is Arteaga. Pumares waiting on deck. 3-1 Richmond, second inning. Some sunshine all over the ballpark at the moment. A welcome sight today. 3-2 is tapped towards third. Giving ground is Arruda. His throw to first base in time for the out. And that does it. Nice job by JT Arruda at third base. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left. We head to the bottom of the second, 3-1. Richmond on top on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
bottom of the second for your Senators, the renewed Sora power hitter, right fielder number 22, Carlos.
Bottom half of the second inning, Carlos De La Cruz, Nick Schnell, and Cortland Lawson off the left-hander Jack Choate here at FNB Field. 3-1 Richmond. Choate works into the stretch and delivers, and De La Cruz takes a strike, and the count is 0-1. Carlos has started 1 out of 19 in the cold weather, and this is one of the guys Delino DeShields is really hoping, as the pitch is a strike, and the count is 0-2, is really hoping heats up as the weather starts to improve. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 is tapped foul on an off-speed pitch. That might have been a breaking ball, and count remains no balls and two strikes.
Yeah, if the Senators had two guys in Morales and De La Cruz who could consistently hit home runs, they'd be in pretty good shape.
Another 0-2, and that is lined into center field. That's down for a base hit. That pitch, a fastball at the top of the strike zone, but Carlos De La Cruz is 6'8", so that's all relative, and he just stayed on top of that and lined that into center. Second straight inning, the Senators have their leadoff man on, and here is Nick Schnell. Schnell waits, and the pitch is swung out and missed, and the count is 0-1. Schnell is 2-for-6 against left-handers, overall hitting .238 with a couple of RBIs. Has a double and two triples. De La Cruz, the lead at first base. Choate sets and deals. And there's a ground ball rolled on the right side into shallow right as Velasquez throws to first. Too late. It's an infield hit. I thought just briefly that the first base umpire, Garrett Griffin, was loading up to make an out call with his body language, but he ruled him safe, and he was safe. A 2-1 and nobody out.
Good hustle from Schnell straight out of the box on that weakly hit ball. And even though it was close to first base, Velasquez had to go quite a ways to field that.
So now 2-1 and nobody out. Cortland Lawson is 3-for-16, right-handed batter. Richmond thinking he might bunt. And he does square, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. JT Arruda is on deck. Good speed on the base paths. They don't pay attention to De La Cruz. He could take third base. Choate sets. He looks back there and delivers, and the pitch is bunted towards third base. Wyshkoski has it. Throws to Velasquez, covering it first. The sacrifice works. A terrific bunt. And the Senators have runners at second and third and one out.
Yeah, nice job by Cortland there, knowing that he didn't have to place the bunt perfectly. He just needed to get it up the third baseline, pull Wyshkoski away from the bag, be good to go.
Here is JT Arruda. Arruda is 6-for-18, which is a .333 clip to begin the season. First offering to JT is swung out and missed, and the count is 0-1. One thing now the Senators really have to do is they do need to score here with runners at second and third and one out. The corners are in. Middle infield back. A ground ball to second or short scores a run. Certainly a fly ball does. And a base hit does. The 0-1 is in the dirt, blocked at the plate by Morgan. One ball and one strike.
Well, this is the side that you'd want JT swinging from, batting .500 from the right side on the early going of the season.
One ball, one strike, one out, last of the second. Choate sets, Arruda waits, and the pitch. And that's popped up foul out of play off to the right, and the count is 1-2. So Choate now looking for a strikeout. The 1-2, got it. Swing and a miss, and there are two outs. Red more this early season in the big leagues, not, and I haven't looked at any numbers, but a lot of different teams talking about that, the two strikes and just putting the ball in play and changing swings. First pitch to Daylen Lyle is fouled off. He singled sharply his first time up. And it has been now several years that that has not been really talked about a lot. We'll see how much of a chain really, how much of a change really occurs, and if it starts to occur everywhere. No balls and a strike. The 0-1, and that's a strike, and it's 0-2. So after the sacrifice bunt, Jack Choate has batten down the hatches. Runners at second and third with two outs, and it's 0-2 on Daylen Lyle. Choate ready in the 0-2. And that misses in, one ball and two strikes. One and two as Choate is ready, and the 1-2, and that is hit in the air into shallow right center field. That's in for a base hit. De La Cruz scores, and Schnell scores. Daylen Lyle with a two-run single, and it's a 3-3 game here in the bottom of the second.
Well, he got jammed a bit on an inside fastball. It was hit perfectly to drop in between the center and right fielders, and that bunt from Lawson also looming large to help score that third run.
So the Senators, after giving up three in the top of the first, have come back and they've tied the game here in the bottom of the second inning with Caden Wallace at the plate. He struck out his first time up, and the pitch to Wallace is fouled off straight back, 0-1. With two strikes, that was a terrific job by Daylen Lyle. No balls and a strike. Lyle stole second base in the first inning. He leads. And there's a step and a throw to first base. And Lyle back in standing up. Today is the last day of the NBA regular season. I'd be a fan of that season shortening by 2 or 3 weeks. Playoffs now go for 2 months as the pitch to Wallace misses inside.
Hey, you've got the Stanley Cup Final and the NBA Championship going into mid-June or so.
At least with the hockey, I get it. Those guys, because of the really physical nature. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and it's 1-2. And I'm not saying the NBA is not hard, but some of those seven-game series are 2 weeks long.
Yes.
And that seems...
Well, and so many teams make, in both sports, so yes. many teams make the playoffs, so it's going to take long anyway.
Yes. But I'm pretty sure the NBA Finals are, my birthday is in early June, and they're still going. That's 2 months from now.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
1-2. Runner goes. 1-2, swing and a miss. Fastball up, and that ends the inning. But the Senators scored 2 runs on 3 hits. No errors and a man left. We've played 2, and it's a brand new game, 3-3, here at FNB Field on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Let me tell you, it was soul destroying.
All right. We'll send it back up to you, Caleb.
Leading off the top of the third, for Richmond, right fielder number 15, Iroh Ramirez.
Top half of the third inning, and it's 3-3. And to tell you about it, here's Frankie Bernowski.
All right, Terry. Right-hander Seth Schumann out for a third inning of work. After tossing a scoreless second, first against him, Iroh Ramirez, left-hand batter, who takes a fastball on the inside for a strike at 91. It's nothing and one. Three runs in the top of the first for the Flying Squirrels. A three-run home run off the bat of Victor Barricotto. The 0-1, a curveball, misses just off the low outside corner, 1-1. Then the Senators scored a run in the bottom of the first with an RBI single from Philip Glasser as the next pitch is fouled back, 1-2. And then a two-out, two RBI base hit from Dalen Lyle in the bottom of the second. Schumann peering in over the mitt. Steps into the compact windup and the 1-2. Fastball up and inside at 93. Pomaris pulling his hands out of the way a little bit of that one. Pulled away for a moment. My apologies with the strikeout of Iroh Ramirez, a called strike three. As the first pitch to Victor Barricotto, right-hand batter, is in there for a strike, nothing at one. So Barricotto with his first home run of the season in the first. He's got gobs of power. The 0-1 misses just off the outside. One ball, one strike. If Schumann can bear down for a little while, maybe get through five innings, puts the Sens in pretty good shape. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Got him to chase what looked like the cut fastball low and outside. 1-2. Each line matching here. Three runs, five hits, no errors for both sides. Base is empty and one out. The 1-2 to Barricotto. Taken, for a ball. It looked like a pretty good pitch. On our pitch tracker, at least, it was over the inner third and right at about the knees. Two balls, two strikes. Schumann nods in approval of the sign, steps back, kicks, and throws a ball low and away. Running the count full, three balls, two strikes. Outfield has Barricotto shaded a little bit to the opposite field. Right side of the infield has him to pull. Yo-Yo Morales is way off the line at first. And the payoff pitch. Fouled away and out of play off to the right. Holding three balls and two strikes. Terry mentioned earlier the trade that the Nationals made a couple of years ago that brought Seth Schumann to the organization. And in comparison to some other trades, you see how some work out that all the guys pan out as you expect and some not. The 3-2 pitch is chopped up the middle of the infield. Lawson ranging to his left, makes a sliding stop, gets to his feet, throws to first in time. Heck of a play from Courtland Lawson a couple steps into the outfield to rob Barricotto of a hit. Wow. Two away. 3-3 game, top three, nobody on, two outs for Richmond. And here's Sabin Ceballos, righty-righty matchup here. Ceballos 0-for-1, struck out swinging his first time up. And anyway, the Nationals in that trade sent Josh Harrison and Yan Gomes to Oakland. As the first pitch to Ceballos is a strike, nothing and one. Neither of those guys is playing in the majors. And then in the return, along with Seth Schumann, Richard Wash, and Drew Millis. Well, Richard Wash, he's pitching in Venezuela, the 0-1. This is cranked out to right field. De La Cruz ranging back towards the warning track. He looks up and has to play it off the fence. Rounding first, Ceballos jogs on to second as De La Cruz fires it into the cutoff. A two-out double from Ceballos to prevent an easy frame for Schumann. More traffic to contend with here. And then the only other guy is that I didn't mention, Drew Millis, who is playing. He's in AAA Rochester. But in comparison to the trade we were talking about with Juan Soto and Josh Bell and the whole hall, you know, everybody in that hall back is playing at some level, and most of them in the major leagues. Man at second, two outs. Here's Justin Wischkowski, right-hand batter, in the pitch. He shows bunt, pulls it back. It misses outside, 1-0. A consistent breeze blowing out to center, left center. It's been a bit of a hard gust at times. Right now, the sun bathing the whole playing field. And 1-0. Hit hard on a skipped hop past the dive of Lawson out into left field. Ceballos rounding third. Here comes the throw from Lyle. It's cut off. Aruda throws to second with Wischkowski going there on the throw, and he dives in safely. An RBI base hit for Justin Wischkowski, and just like that, the Flying Squirrels retake the lead. It's 4-3 in the third. A slight bobble from Lyle out there as he was trying to field and throw. I don't know that that would have made a difference. And a good job by Aruda cutting the ball off and firing it quickly to second. It was just a little too late to get Wischkowski. So he's out there at second with two outs for Matt Higgins, the left-hand batter. Higgins flied out to right field his first time up. First pitch, breaking ball, strike. High in the zone at 82, nothing at one. Well, it heats up a little bit, and so do the bats. Seven runs scored in this game, which is one less than the entirety of the doubleheader yesterday. There's a bouncing ball right side past the dive of Morales into right field. Wischkowski rounding second. De La Cruz fields and throws home. It's nowhere near in time. Back-to-back RBI base hits with two outs. And it's 5-3, Flying Squirrels. Well, tough break for Schumann in this inning after Seth retired the first two batters with relative ease, Pomares and Barricotto, and three straight two-out hits have brought Rigo Beltran, the Senators pitching coach, out to the mound for a brief chat with Stubbs and Schumann. So, yeah, now eight runs scored in this game. There were eight runs scored in the entirety of the doubleheader yesterday. Only three runs scored combined Friday night here, four runs combined Wednesday night. Home plate umpire John Forster breaks up the meeting. So the Sens will have some more work cut out for them. Man at first, two outs. Flying Squirrels leading by two. And here's the eighth-place batter, right-hand hitting catcher Zach Morgan. Schumann's pitch is skied on the left side of the infield. Lawson drifts out a few steps into shallow left field now and makes the one-hand catch as he backpedals for the third out. But the Flying Squirrels retake the lead with three straight two-out hits. We head to the last of the third. It's the Flying Squirrels 5 and the Senators 3 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400.
Show us your sizzling moves.
Last of the third inning in Harrisburg, Flying Squirrels leading the Senators 5-3. Left-hander Jack Choate back out for Richmond against the left-hand hitting Philip Glasser to begin the frame. And the pitch, a breaking ball inside 1-0. Philip Glasser playing at a torrent pace this weekend, 6-for-7 between the doubleheader yesterday and today's ball game. 1-0. Is tapped up the first baseline, rolling to the first baseman, Barry Cotto, who has two short steps to take to the bag and retire Glasser, one away. Nobody on, one out for Yo-Yo Morales. Lefty-righty matchup. Morales bounced out to second his first time up. Hey, the third inning is presented by Nomad Distilling. You can now find Nomad Distilling's canned cocktails at F&B Field, proudly made in PA. Left-hander Choate ready into the windup, and his pitch misses up and away at 88 miles an hour, 1-0. Choate stands as if he's starting in the stretch, but he does move his leg in one half step before leg kicking and then delivering home here a ball that heads to the backstop, 2-0. Terry was mentioning about perhaps a change in the landscape of baseball and changing two-strike approaches, especially at the major league level, reconsidering how you swing with two strikes as the 2-0 is a tip back into the mitt on a high strike, 2-1. And, you know, there is something that does have to change. Last year was historically low batting averages across major league baseball. Pitchers with an advantage already, you can't keep giving them an advantage with two strikes as the 2-1 misses up and away. Three balls and a strike. It's already difficult enough with two strikes. If you're swinging for the fences, even harder. The 3-1 fouled back, 3-2. And that's kind of Terry's point and where the reconsiderations are coming. Yes, it is nice to take that big swing and get the most out of your swing, a home run, but of course, likelier that you miss, and all the more likely that you miss with two strikes. So guys should start to shorten up, choke up on the bat a little bit, take those quick swings with two strikes. Payoff pitch to Morales. Tapped up the third baseline, foul out in front of an off-speed delivery and holding 3-2. Because until that mentality changes overall, and not really not just with two strikes, the pitchers are going to continue to have the upper hand in baseball. Payoff pitch. Sharply grounded but right to the shortstop, Arteaga, who scoops it up and throws on to first, beating Morales by a couple of steps. Two up, two down. 5-3 Flying Squirrels, bottom three. Nobody on, two outs. Here's C.J. Stubbs, who was rung up on strikes his first time up. Now, frankly, I'm okay with that because I like pitching. I mean, I like seeing good hitting, too, but I think great pitching matchups are exhilarating to watch. Choate deals a ball low and inside, 1-0. And I think anecdotally, to Terry's point, I have seen early in the season guys choke up more frequently. The 1-0, fouled straight back, 1-1. You know, Juan Soto is a good example of that, and I'm not saying that everyone's going to be Juan Soto, but for all the power Soto has, all the walks he draws, he's a guy who chokes up with two strikes, defends the zone when he needs to. The 1-1, a check swing, he went around, says the home plate umpire, John Forster. A ball and two strikes. Choate looking for the first 1-2-3 inning for either side this afternoon. Left-hander looking in, holding the glove at his belt. Now begins his brief windup. The 1-2. Off-speed delivery, defended and fouled back. Pitch a little bit off the plate. Stubbs swinging close. Base is empty, two outs. And another 1-2. Low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Our ball game about an hour old on what really has turned into a nice Sunday afternoon. Scoreboard reads 57 degrees. We've had lots of sunshine on and off, which feels amazing. 2-2. High out of the zone. Nice work for Stubbs here after falling down in the count. Now working it full. Three balls, two strikes. Not giving it easy to Choate. And the payoff pitch. Low for ball four. And Stubbs prolongs the sends half of the third, drawing that two-out walk. And again, a real nice trip to the plate for CJ to fall down in the count, foul off a tough pitch, and then take three out of the zone to get himself to first. See if the Senators can put any two-out momentum together. Remember, in the top of this inning, the Flying Squirrels had nobody on in two outs, ended up scoring two runs thanks to a double and back-to-back singles, all with two outs. So here's Carlos De La Cruz, the big right-hand batter, takes a breaking ball inside at 75. It's 1-0. And now, after four straight pitches out of the strike zone, Zach Morgan, the catcher, is out to try and reset his talented left-hand pitcher. De La Cruz took a high fastball out to right center field his first time up for a line drive base hit. His second hit of the young season. 2 for 20. And then Carlos came around to score on Daylon Lyles. Two out, two RBI base hit. Been a fun game so far. 5-3 Flying Squirrels, bottom three. Senators with a man on first, two outs. One ball, no strikes. The pitch to De La Cruz is cranked out to deep right field. Pomares back to the warning track to the fence, and it's out of here. Hitting on the boardwalk beyond section 413. A two-run home run for Carlos De La Cruz. His first of the season. And we're tied at five in the third. De La Cruz with the opposite field. Home right, home run. Well, talking about this ahead of his last at-bat, he has a mountain's worth of power, and if he can turn that on, boy, does that lengthen the Senators' lineup. What a fun game this is. Back knotted up at five as Nick Schnell, the left-hand batter, takes a healthy hack at a high fastball and misses. It's nothing and one. Schnell with an infield base hit his first time up. And he takes an extra moment to regroup after that big swing by calling time, and he stands back in. The 0-1 chopped up the first baseline, foul, quickly nothing and two. Five runs, eight hits, no errors for Richmond. Five runs, six hits, no errors for Harrisburg. So two out runs. The Senators have scored four of their five runs with two outs. Flying Squirrels have scored two of their five runs with two outs. Base is empty, two away, no balls, two strikes, and the pitch to Schnell. Just gets a piece of it, chasing an off-speed delivery. Well, maybe not chasing, pretty close to the low inside corner, but defensively fouling it off, holding nothing and two. Choate, who pitched only 3 2/3 innings but was very strong in his first start of the year. Senators are really making him work this afternoon. The 0-2, breaking ball pulled on the ground, foul. Spoiling another good pitch out in front of a 77-mile-an-hour curveball, and it holds nothing in two. Cortland Lawson would be next. And long pause here as Jairo Pomares, the right fielder, had a long way to come to get that ball off the warning track and then toss it out of play. And he's back out there in straightaway right field. Another 0-2 to Schnell. Off the plate outside, not close. One ball, two strikes. Nick Schnell, he's had himself a nice week this week. 6 of 19, couple of RBIs, couple of runs scored, couple of triples. 1-2, swing and a miss at a high fastball. Tough pitch, tied him up. strike three and the third out. But the Senators tie up the ball game thanks to Carlos De La Cruz's first home run of the year, a two-run job. We head on to the fourth. It's the Senators 5, the Flying Squirrels 5 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Fourth inning in Harrisburg. It's another brand new ball game, 5-5, between the Flying Squirrels and the Senators. Frankie Vernowski, Terry Byram with you. Thanks for joining us, making us a part of your Sunday afternoon, wherever you may be. It is 9-1-2 in the Richmond order against right-handed throwing Seth Schumann for his fourth inning of work. First, Iverson Arteaga, right-hand batter, and the pitch to him misses low. 1-0. This is completing the second turn through the order for the Flying Squirrels. A 1-0 misses low at 92. And the 2-0 is cued off the end of the bat back to the mound, snagged by Schumann, who underhand flips to first in time. One away. So back to the top of the order with Carter Howell. Right-hand hitting center fielder. And he's had a good start to the game, 2-for-2, and scored a run in the first. So the Flying Squirrels took a 3-0 lead in the first. Senators grabbed a run back in the bottom of the first, and then two more in the second to tie it up at 3. As Howell takes a ball high, curveball that stayed high, 1-0. Richmond retook the lead with two runs in the third, and the Senators matched it. Two runs in the bottom of the third. As Howell fouls off the next pitch, popping it up back into the right, out of play. A ball and a strike. And it's small wonder. This has been such an offensive game in comparison to the rest of the week. Everyone's got to feel great out there as Howell fouls back the next pitch. It's a ball and two strikes. Right-handed throwing Michael Striffler warming in the Flying Squirrels bullpen. Choate has thrown 64 pitches. He might be done for the afternoon. Nobody on, one out. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Fastball taken inside. 2-2. Mentioned this earlier in the week. Diego Velasquez waiting on deck. He stands just about as close behind home plate as I would imagine the umpires would permit him to. The 2-2 comes in and hits Howell on the left hand. And he started the hands on a fastball up and in. And it just clipped the back of his hand. A one-out base runner for the Flying Squirrels as the heavy traffic for both sides continues. Here is Diego Velasquez digging into the left-handed box. And I say in the left-handed box, I would say his back foot is just about outside of it. He's got a wide stance. And the pitch to him misses inside. Fastball, 1-0. Velasquez is 1-for-2 today. Singled and scored in the first. Just 4-for-18 in the series. Small lead off first for Howell. The 1-0. A strike at the knees at 93. It's 1-1. Howell has attempted 3 steals so far this season. He is just 1-of-3. 1-1. Misses high and away. An off-speed delivery that seems to have popped out of his hand. Howell leads from first. Schumann ready. Set at the letters on his chest. And the 2-1. This is flared out to shallow left field. Lawson out, Lyle in, and he can't get there. Plays it on a hop. Howell to second, and Velasquez on first with the Flying Squirrels' 9th hit of the afternoon in only the 4th inning. First and second, one out. The dangerous Jairo Pomares. Left-hand hitting right fielder. Pomares is 0-for-2 in this game. But as Terry mentioned earlier, a couple of home runs in the series, 4 RBIs. And another man out there in scoring position for him. First and second, one out. 5-5 game, top of the 4. And the pitch. Weakly grounded to the right side, backhanded by Morales. Throws to second for one. Lawson to the covering Schumann at first, not in time. Close play at first, but the Senators do get an out. The second out with Howell advancing to third and Pomares on first with the 3-6 fielder's choice. It was a pretty close play back over there. Well turned, a perfect throw from Morales to Lawson at second, and the return throw from Lawson to the covering Schumann was good, just a hair too late. First and third, two outs for Victor Barricotto, right-hand batter. And that home run in the first inning, in the pitch. At the knees for a strike at 91. It's nothing and one. Paramount here for Schumann to put a zero up on the board. Keep that go-ahead run out there at third base. The 0-1. Fastball. Strike. Right on the inside corner. A good pitch. Two good fastballs against Barricotto to get ahead 0-2. Senators pitching at times this year, or this week rather, done a rather good job of keeping Barricotto off balance and out in front of some breaking pitches. Let's see. Runner goes from first. The 0-2 is low and away. There's no throw from Stubbs as Pomares is now getting into a rundown. Glasser's got it, chasing him back to first. Now Morales has it and tags him out halfway between first and second. The run does not score before the tag out, and you have to wonder what was going on there in the base paths. So the Senators do get out of it with the base running rundown, and we head to the last of the 4th and hold the Flying Squirrels 5, the Senators 5 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400.
Tossing under him. Leading off to the bottom of the fourth for York Senators, shortstop Cortland Lawson.
Last of the fourth inning in the first pitch to Cortland Lawson, missed. It's 1-0. Left-hander Jack Choate back out there for the Flying Squirrels. Lawson, right-hand batter, had a sack bunt his first time up. And here lines a ball into center field for a base hit. The hit parade continues. Lawson with the Senators' seventh hit, and he's aboard. It's a 5-5 game, bottom of the fourth. Flying Squirrels threatened in the top of the fourth, putting a couple of runners on with only one out. And then a base-running blunder a bit from Jairo Palmares as he got caught in a rundown trying to steal second, ended the inning. Sens got out of it. And also ending is Jack Choate's afternoon as Dennis Pelfrey is out, and we have a Daffler call to the bullpen. Pitching change when we come back on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400.
Fans, it's time. This is the whole thing.
Last of the fourth inning in Harrisburg, the Flying Squirrels and Senators are knotted up at five. Senators with a leadoff base hit in the inning from Cortland Lawson, and now a Daffler call to the bullpen as right-handed throwing Michael Striffler is on for his third appearance of the year. And the switch hitting JT Arruda batting from the left side for the first time takes the ball up and away, 1-0. JT struck out swinging his first time up. That was from the right side of the plate. The third baseman, Wyshkowski, is on the edge of the grass, about 15 feet off the line. Middle infielders pinched in towards second as Arruda takes a ball up and away, 2-0. 5 runs, 9 hits for Richmond, 5 runs, 7 hits for Harrisburg. After the Flying Squirrels could not capitalize on a good opportunity in the top of the inning, Senators look to tank the lead for the first time today. Big swing and a foul tip into the mid from Arruda there, 2-1. Got a good fastball to hit, 93 right down the pipe. Senators saw Striffler earlier in the series. It was Tuesday night as the next pitch is fouled back. 2-2. Sen scored 2 runs on it. 2 runs in an inning and a third of work. That was a Max Romero 2 RBI double that scored a couple of runs. Lawson leads from first. And Striffler throws over there, but Cortland is back with a dive and plenty of time. All the stories that make the baseball season. Join us for the City Island Baseball Show every Monday night at 6 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Hey, that's tomorrow. Give it a listen. The 2-2 to Arruda is called strike 3 on a rather delayed call, and A tough pitch, apparently a backdoor slider at the very top of the zone that clipped enough for home plate umpire John Forster. So Aruda set down on strikes for the second time in the game as Lawson remains at first with one out. Here's Dalen Lyle, left-hand batter. Dalen is 2-for-2, a couple of RBIs and a run score. Long hold from Strifler, and now he deals a fastball fouled back. Nothing and one. A couple of hard hit balls from Lyle. Base hit in the second, came with two outs to score. De La Cruz and Schnell at the time tied the game at three. Now we're tied up at five. Lawson starts and stops off the bag at first, and then the pitch from Strifler misses outside, 1-1. Strifler set at the belt. And the 1-1, high and away. Fastball missing by quite a lot, 2-1. Caden Wallace on deck, Philip Glasser in the hole. Should the inning get that far? Strifler from the third base side of the rubber deals. A swing and a miss on a breaking pitch, a good one below, just below the knees. 2-2. And Dalen calls time, takes an extra moment to regroup. Middle infielder still looking to turn two. Third baseman Wyszkowski playing well off the line. And another throw over to Lawson. That's the second disengagement. Lyle ready in the box, awaiting Strifler. And the 2-2 fouled away. Fastball clearing the overhang above the sweet level. Good battle here from Dalen. Lawson with a few strides off the first base bag. Going. 2-2 is high. The throw down to second. The tag. It's in time, apparently. The tag getting Cortland on his left calf, I think. Looked like it's in there. As you can hear, the crowd certainly thought he was in there. And on the replay, it certainly as well. Looked as if he was safe. Instead, it's a caught stealing 2-6, and now the bases are empty with two outs and a three balls, two strike count to Lyle at the plate. 5-5 game, bottom of the fourth. Strifler, ready. Closed stance on the rubber. Payoff pitch, low and in for ball four. And so that caught stealing stings a little bit more. Sens will have to score some more with two outs. Mentioned already that that four of the five Senators' runs so far have come with two outs. So it's been the MO today. He got very good speed in Dalen Lyle at first base, and he has stolen a base already this afternoon. Caden Wallace ready in the right-handed box is 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Strifler throws back at Lyle, who dives in safely. Wallace is good at going up the middle in the opposite way. There's a big hole on the right side of the infield. As the first pitch to Caden is a fastball outside at 93, 1-0. Second baseman Velasquez shaded up the middle. Barry Cotto holding on the runner at first. So lots of real estate there. Outfield playing Wallace the opposite way. The 1-0, fastball, strike. Fouled high on the outside, 1-1. Lyle takes two strides or so off first. Bouncing around a little bit. The 1-1. Fought off the fists and fouled into the net right side. It's 1-2. Another foul ball into the protective netting presented by SE&M Solutions. Experts in cyber and national security. Another long run for Jairo Pomares. Mentioned this the other night. Now with the netting in all ballparks going from foul pole to foul pole, corner outfielders have a lot more running to do. Get balls off the field of play. The 1-2. Off-speed delivery up and away. Good take by Wallace. It's 2-2. Five to five game, bottom of the fourth. Lyle stretching his lead a little farther. The 2-2 is hit into the air out to deep left center field. Higgins racing back. He has a beat on it now and makes the one-hand catch on the run way out there in the gap for the third out. No runs, a hit, no errors, a man left. On to the fifth. It's the Senators 5, the Flying Squirrels 5 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. On to the fifth inning here on the island, still tied up at five. Seth Schumann back on the mound and back for the action. Here's Terry.
Thank you very much, Frankie Vernowski. A good ball game so far. Some offense on this nice afternoon. Seth Schumann into the windup in the first pitch to Victor Barrichotto. And that swung on and missed. 0-1, a breaking ball. Barrichotto was at the plate when Richmond tried to steal a run to end the fourth inning, but the Senators, with a nice defensive play, got the runner before the run could score. The 0-1 misses down and away. Barrichotto with a three-run home run in the first inning and then was robbed of a hit in the third inning on a tremendous play by Cortland Lawson at shortstop. The 1-1 pitch is lined on a one hop to Lawson at shortstop, and he throws to first in time, and there is one out. Action up out in the bullpen for the Senators. Garrett Davila loosening up. Sabin Ceballos stands in, and the first pitch is up, and it hit him with a breaking ball. That is the second hit batter. Second hit batter for Seth Schumann.
Third baseman, Justin Wyschowski.
Justin Wisconsky stands in. He has struck out and singled in a run. He's also scored. Right-handed batter. Schumann deals, and that one misses for a ball, 1-0. One ball and no strikes. Top half of the fifth inning. Wind really whipping around and blowing out towards center field. Maybe swirling a little out there as the next offering is low. And the count is 2 balls and no strikes. Richmond has not been retired 1-2-3 in the game. And neither have the Senators. Pop up foul and out of play off to the right. Count is 2 balls and a strike. Had a home right home run. We've had the Senators score 4 more, so 50% off Papa John's tomorrow. The 2-1 is bunted foul. As Wisconsky looking to bunt for a hit, and the count is 2-2. We've had all sorts of things happen. Daffler called to the bullpen. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. 58 degrees, so the temperature nearing 60. 2-2, lead it first by Ceballos, and the 2-2 is lined into the right field corner and deep. Going back is De La Cruz. That's off the fence right at the 325 side. Into third base is Ceballos, and into second with a double is Wisconsky, his second hit of the afternoon. That ball fair by maybe a foot. And the runners at second and third. One out, and here is Matt Higgins, and Delano DeShields is out. Looks like we'll have a Daffler call to the bullpen, and we are. I'll tell you about the new pitcher when I come back here on ESPN 90, ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
This part of the program is brought to you by Natural Leading Wind and Solar. The pitching for your Senators, number 4, Garrett Davila.
Left-hander Garrett Davila is on for the Senators. Matt Higgins is the first batter that Davila is facing. Runners are at second and third, and only one out in the top half of the fifth inning. Richmond with 10 hits in the ballgame. But they've only scored 5 runs. The Senators bring their infield in. They'll try to cut the run off at the plate. Higgins has hit a fly ball to right, and he has singled in a run back in the third inning. Avila working out of the stretch. Haven't seen him yet in this series. The left-hander ready and Herky jerks. And a swing and a miss on the first pitch, a breaking ball. And it is a big Herky jerk. Oh and one. He did appear in the game as the next delivery is a strike, and it's 0-2 on Wednesday, going an inning, walking a batter, and striking out a batter. No balls, two strikes. He sets, runners lead, and the pitch is pulled foul. That one was down and in. Not sure that's the place you want to go with Higgins. At least not a strike in that area, maybe off the plate. Oh and two, again the infield in. And another pit, swing and a miss. And he went away that time, way away with the breaking ball and the strikeout, and there are two outs, and here is Zach Morgan. Morgan has bounced to short and popped out to short. Top half of the fifth inning. Ball game moving along at a comfortable pace today. First pitch is hit in the air to left field. Moving towards the line is Dalen Lyle, and he's there, and he makes the catch. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two are left stranded in scoring position. Well, we're halfway home this afternoon, and it's a 5-5 game on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Bottom of the fifth inning with Frankie Bernowski. I'm Terry Byram. It is a 5-5 game at FNB Field on this Sunday afternoon. Right-hander Michael Striffler on the mound. Philip Glasser leading off. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. First offering is in for a strike, and it's 0-1.
What a fun game we've been given to close out this series.
It is a fun game, and it doesn't, not even that big of a deal that it's going slowly. It's nice to have some offense. As the 0-1 pitch is fouled off, and the count is 0-2. Combined 10 runs on 17 hits. I already mentioned that tomorrow is 50% off food at Papa John's. No balls, two strikes. And the 0-2 misses away, 1-2. Both teams with a home run. Three-run home run by Victor Barrichello in the first inning. Two-run home run by Carlos De La Cruz in the third inning for the Senators. One ball and two strikes. Striffler ready, and the 1-2 is tapped foul at home plate. Last of the fifth inning on this Sunday afternoon. Lined foul. That's another foul ball into the protective netting presented by SENM Solutions, experts in cyber and national security. The 1-2 is high with a fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Striffler from the third base side of the rubber ready and deals high, and that's a full count. After falling behind 0-2, Glasser is now in a full count. Three balls and two strikes. And the 3-2 is grounded foul down the first baseline. That might have been ball four and maybe not. I was walking around the suite level for a moment and peering in. A lot of good food. There's some stuff I have no idea what it is, but it looked interesting and good.
Anyone in the suite level wants to share, feel free to pop over to the booth.
Right. They might have the game on. We're just down at the end towards the elevator. Come on in. The pitch is hit foul down the left field line. Again, that pitch probably was ball four. But we're not opposed to handouts.
Oh, my gosh, no. Take anything.
Chocolate. Another 3-2, and that one is looped into left field coming on as Higgins diving, and he makes the catch, taking that one right off the ground. Get a look at this one on a replay, I'm sure.
Yeah, Glasser thought he took it literally off the ground.
Here is Yo-Yo Morales with one out in the fifth inning. Nice play by Higgins in left. He has made a couple of nice catches in the series out there. Morales waits. He's 0 for 2 in the first pitch. He's low and outside for a ball that skips in.
There have been a few errors this week, but for the most part, both sides have put together a lot of really good defense this whole series.
I have no idea how they played at all this week.
Yes.
With how cold it is, how they accomplished anything. As the 1-0 pitch is low, 2-0. Talked to Delano about that after the interview was over, about the fact that, okay, now that the interview is over, I don't know how these guys are playing in the weather that we've had so far. I mean, I understand the game's being played as the pitch is hit in the air to right field and deep. Pomares back looking up. Goodbye. Home run. The Senators have a 6-5 lead here in the fifth. That ball hit 108 miles an hour and nearly 370 feet. Skipped off the boardwalk and left the property. And they have come all the way back and taken the lead after falling behind 3-0 in the first inning.
A pitch up out of the zone, and Yo-Yo has such strength to the opposite field. It just absolutely cranked that ball.
A 6-5 lead, and here is C.J. Stubbs. He has struck out and walked and scored a run in the first pitch. It is a strike 0-1. But just it cold and it's been drizzly.
Yeah.
And I know for me personally, it's hard. It's been hard this week for everyone working up here as the pitch is fouled off and it's 0-2 to keep concentrating. I joked earlier, it's hard to concentrate when you're so cold. So
yes.
So the fact that there have been some lapses defensively at times, there's still been really good defense, like you pointed out. There's been some really good pitching. 0-2 is a grounder to shortstop. The shortstop, Arteaga, has it. Throws to first in time, two down. I brought that up to Delino again after the interview. I said, look, it's easy to talk about the walks, but those guys are sitting down there for 2 hours and they have to come in the game. They're not even positive they're feeling their hand when they come into the game.
Well, Rigo made that point to you when you spoke with him pregame in Erie. I believe that was Sunday. He said, you know, starters, yeah, it's cold, but the starters have their routine. They can get ready. It's the guys out of the pen that it's difficult.
Here's Carlos De La Cruz. He has singled and hit a two-run home run and scored twice. He has a good game going. So today is not even, I mean, today is warmer than it's been. It's not like it's some balmy, warm, everybody in short sleeves day. Here's a foul ball out of play off to the right. It's really more like it should have been the last 10 days in the mid-50s. This is a pretty seasonable day for this time of year.
But when the sun has popped out, I mean, even not, it feels nice. But when the sun pops out, it's the world of a difference.
Yes. 1-1. That's lined on a hop to shortstop. Backing up and taking that one in the stomach is Arteaga. The throw to first high and a tag applied by to De La Cruz as he was going by. A run on a hit, the home run by Morales. So we head to the sixth, and the Senators now have a 6-5 lead here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Top half of the sixth inning. It is 6-5. The Senators on top. And here is Frankie Vernowski.
Left-hander Garrett Davila out to now protect the Senators' lead against 9-1-2 in the Richmond order. First, Iverson Arteaga, right-hand batter, who takes a fastball strike. Nothing and one. Great job by Davila coming on in relief of Seth Schumann an inning ago when the Flying Squirrels had men on second and third and only one out. He struck out Higgins and then got Morgan to line out to left and get out of the jam as he misses low on the next pitch. It's 1-1. Made quick work of Higgins, struck him out on three pitches, had him off balance. Into the windup, the 1-1. Misses off the plate outside. It's 2-1. After the Senators fell down 3-0 in the first, they've taken the lead, looking to win the series. The 2-1 is low, 3-1. Senators leading 3-2. After the Flying Squirrels won the series opener Tuesday night. 3-1. Misses outside for ball four. That's the first walk issued by the Senators today. Puts the leadoff man aboard. Senators have not had really an easy inning defensively. Traffic all over. Stranding flying squirrels base runners out there. Richmond has left six on base so far. Here's Carter Howell. He has reached base all three times to the plate today. Lefty-righty matchup, and he flies the ball deep down the right field line and out of play, bouncing off the giant picnic pavilion. Nothing and one. 5 runs, 10 hits for Richmond. 6 runs, 8 hits for Harrisburg. Davila, high glove set, kicks and throws. A strike up in the zone on the outside at 88. It's nothing and two. Howell singled and came around to score in the first on Barry Cotto's home run. He singled in the second, then he was hit by a pitch in the fourth. Arteaga, a couple of strides off first. And the 0-2 to Howell is tipped foul behind home. Got a breaking pitch there over the plate at 77. Enough to stay alive. Sunshine's back out, bathing the field and lots of the seats around the ballpark. Davila glances over to first. And then steps off. Arteaga has not attempted to steal so far this season. This is his ninth game played. The 0-2 outside and high, 1-2. Dangerous hitters looming on deck and in the hole. The 1-2. He's chopped up the middle on two long hops for Lawson. He flips to second for one. The throw on to first is nowhere near in time. Not much of a play there, but they get the lead runner and the first out. So Howell and Arteaga trade places on the 6-4 fielder's choice. It was not a well-struck ball and took two long bounces to Lawson. And Howell runs well, so he had beaten the throw by a couple of steps. One on, one out. Here's Diego Velasquez. In the right-handed box, he is 2-for-3 with a run scored. Pitch to him here, misses outside, 1-0. Tough with the lefty Davila to steal, but Garrett does have a big leg kick. If you get a good jump, you might have a good chance against him. Flying Squirrels have not attempted to steal in the game. The 1-0. Hit into the air in center field. Schnell holds in his place and then jogs in a few steps to make the catch. Two away. Howell retreats to first. So after the leadoff walk, Davila's responded well with a couple of quick outs. It's 6-5 Senators, top of the sixth. One on and two out. And here's Jairo Pomares. Lefty-lefty matchup. The Senators have limited Pomares today. He is 0-for-3 with a strikeout. The pitch. On the inside for a strike at 74. A nice breaking pitch there. Started way in off the plate and just nicked the inside corner. The 0-1. A strike. Another breaking pitch up in the zone at 76. It's nothing and two. Davila's got him set up well here, either for a fastball or another breaking pitch out of the zone. The 0-2 misses outside. Couldn't get him to chase that slider off the plate. 1-2. Still set up well here. Maybe to bust him inside. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Instead went with four straight breaking pitches and had Pomares out in front for strike three and the third out. So nothing of the leadoff walk. We head to the last of the sixth. It's the Senators 6, the Flying Squirrels 5 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400.
Thank you.
Last of the sixth inning from FNB Field on City Island in Harrisburg. Frankie Bernowski, Terry Byram with you. Senators leading the Flying Squirrels 6-5. Daffler called to the bullpen, right-handed throwing Dylan Cumming out there for Richmond. And he tosses a breaking pitch that Schnell swings and misses at. It's nothing and one. Schnell, the left-hand batter, is 1-for-2. Infield single, came around to score in the second, struck out in the third. Next pitch is lined out to right field and down for a base hit. Schnell continues his great series at the plate, leading off the Senators' half of the sixth with a base hit. Ninth hit of the day for Harrisburg. And that nine hits a season high, ties a season high from earlier in the week. Here's Cortland Lawson, right-hand batter, takes the ball outside, 1-0. Cortland is 1-for-1, sack bunt in the second, base hit in the fourth. Now that the Senators have the lead, they look to extend. Cumming, the right-hander, set at the belt, deals. Ball that's hit high in the air, shallow right field. Racing in comes Pomares, and he makes the one-hand catch, out number one. And Schnell heads back to first. One-on-one out for J.T. Arruda. Switch hitter batting from the left side here. 0-for-2 with a couple of punch outs. Coming now from the first base side of the rubber, brings the hands together and deals. A ball that's sliced foul left side on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Nothing at one. Right-hander Ivan Armstrong has been out warming for the Senators out in right field. I think we stand a good chance to see him in the seventh. Runner goes. The 0-1 misses high and away. The throw down to second is into center field. Schnell quickly up and on his way to third as the throw comes in from Howell. It's a stolen base of second and an E2 to get Schnell to third, now just 90 feet away with only one out. I was just getting ready to say I'm curious when we'll start to see Schnell running on the base paths. He's got great speed, and there works tremendously to his advantage. And it forces the Flying Squirrels infield to play in on the grass. And a brief pause as the umpire signals around to everyone that Cumming is working out of the windup. The 1-1 to Arruda misses well outside, 2-1. Fly ball. Of course, a base hit scores a run, but get a base hit just with a well-placed ground ball. The infield playing in. 2-1. Lined and pulled foul right side. 2-2. A little too fast on a fastball on the inside corner. Turned on it quickly. Top of the order waiting on deck, but JT looking to drive in Schnell on his own. The 2-2. Breaking pitch well outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Outfield mostly straight up against Arruda. Maybe shaded a little bit to the opposite field. Coming out of the windup with the payoff pitch. It's lined to the left field. Shallow. Coming in is Higgins. He makes a knee-high catch. Schnell is tagging. The throw from Higgins to home. The tag, and he is out. It's an inning-ending double play with Schnell trying to score on the fly ball and a perfect throw from Higgins. Inning over. So nothing after the leadoff single. We head on to the seventh, and we hold the Senators 6, the Flying Squirrels 5 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400.
This call the bullpen is brought to you by Matt Green, Cooling and Solar. Now pitching for your Senators, number 41, Ivan Armstrong. Leading off the top of the seventh, former pitcher, first baseman Victor Barracoto.
Senators leading the Flying Squirrels by one. On to the seventh, and here's Terry.
Thank you very much, Frankie Bernowski. Daffler called to the bullpen. Ivan Armstrong on. Right-hander to face Victor Barracoto to lead things off here in the seventh, and he delivers a first-pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Barracoto is 1-for-3, a long three-run home run in the first inning. A couple of ground outs, including an outstanding play by Cortland Lawson at shortstop back in the third inning to rob Barracoto of a hit as the 0-1 misses, and the count is 1-1. This is the fourth outing for Armstrong. A total of an inning and two-thirds that he has gone. The 1-1 is outside for a ball, two balls and a strike.
Nice outing by Garrett Davila to hold the Flying Squirrels at bay, really stopped them in their tracks.
The 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Sabine Ceballos and Justin Wiskoski to follow. Two balls and two strikes. The right-hander ready in bright sunshine and delivers, and that one is launched to left, headed for the cheap seats, and it's gone. That might be the same pitch he hit out back in the first inning, a high breaking ball at the top of the strike zone. This one didn't go as far, just three rows back in the cheap seats, but a home run nonetheless.
It got out of here in a hurry, 107 miles an hour and on a line.
I think maybe as these two teams play 18 times before June 1st, maybe not throw him a breaking ball at the top of the strike zone.
Yeah, well-placed breaking pitches have worked very well against Barracoto because he'll wave and be out in front, but not when you leave him over the middle.
6-6 as the first offering is a breaking ball in the dirt to Ceballos, and the count is 1-0. So we are back to scratch in the seventh inning. The 1-0 pitch is a roller along the third baseline. This will be a tough play for Arruda. He barehands and throws, and he got him. What a play by JT. That pitch sawed off well inside, sawed off Ceballos. But even with that, he had a pretty good break out of the batter's box.
I think that's a particularly nice play for JT in that while he does play third every now and then, it is not his typical position, typically up the middle of the infield. So it's a different angle, different throw. Nice play.
So one out, and here is Justin Wiskoski. He is 2-for-3. Driven in a run and scored a run. Right-handed batter takes a strike. And the count is 0-1. There's more action in the bullpen for Richmond. It is Roxby loosening up. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Braxton Roxby. No balls and two strikes. The 0-2 is a ground ball to third. JT has that one. His throw across the diamond, perfect. Two outs. Two down, nobody on, and a run in for the Flying Squirrels. It is a 6-6 game. And now left-handed batter Matt Higgins stands in. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. First offering is looped on the infield, and it's Cortland Lawson at shortstop. He calls for it, makes the catch. That ends the inning. A run on the home run, the second one of the game by Barracoto. Nobody left on base. Seventh inning stretch, 6-6 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Stand up and sing along with everyone's favorite crew guy and salesman, and man who is on a mission to collect all of the novelty tech skateboards, Frankie V.
I think I've been on number two, but what a beautiful afternoon to be in the ballpark. It means you gotta stretch out those limbs and sing. Take me out to the
bottom of the seventh inning, and a Daffler call to the bullpen. Braxton Roxby is on for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Dylan Cumming tossed an inning, allowed a hit, but not a run as a double play ended the inning and out at the plate. Daylon Lyle leading off. Roxby, the right-hander, delivers, and Lyle swings and misses, and the count is 0-1. Lyle singled, then scored in the first, had a two-run single in the second, walked in the fourth. He's been on base three times. The 0-1 has popped up foul and out of play off to the left, and the count is 0-2. No action in the Senators' bullpen, so it looks like Ivan Armstrong will have the eighth inning. It's the 8-9-1 batters. Morgan, Arteaga, and Howell due up in the eighth for Richmond. 0-2 to Lyle is fouled off again out of play. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. Oh and two. Lyle trying to start the inning by reaching base. Another 0-2. That's lined into right for a base hit. And reach base he does. He turned on a fastball that was up and away, 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and he hit it right back to right field, 97 miles an hour. His third hit of the afternoon.
And Daylon had three hits through the first five games of this series, and three hits today. Been on base four times. Heck of a game.
So now here is Caden Wallace, who is 0-for-3. Caden needs to hit one either to straightaway right or straightaway left, with the way he has been hitting long fly balls. Lyle leads at first. Roxby, the right-hander, sets and deals, and the pitch misses away. One ball and no strikes.
There's good wind carrying out right now, too.
And now what do we have?
I'm not sure.
I think something with Richmond's bullpen, I think. I don't know what else it would be with what the home plate umpire motioned. 1-0 on Caden Wallace. The 1-0 is a breaking ball in for a strike in that time. Roxby dropped down just a little sidearm. He pitched in the game on Tuesday night against the Senators. The 1-1, breaking ball outside. He went two-thirds of an inning and allowed a hit and a strikeout facing four batters. Two and one. Lead at first by Daylon Lyle. Does not go, and the 2-1 misses in the dirt, and the count is 3-1. Philip Glasser waiting on deck. Senators beginning play today, 3-5, Richmond 2-6. A win today, and the Senators take the series 4-2. Lyle goes, the pitch is a strike, and dropping the ball at home plate on the exchange is Morgan, so it's a stolen base, and Wallace thought that pitch may have been in off the plate anyway, but Lyle with his second stolen base today now has 3 on the season.
Yeah, high-scoring game like this, you love the aggressive base running.
7-7, bottom of the seventh. And now the go-ahead run is at, 6-6, bottom of the seventh. And the go-ahead run is at second base. Roxby, the right-hander, sets. 3-2, and the 3-2 swing and a miss at a breaking ball. One away. That pitch sweeping wide. And with one out, here is Philip Glasser. Glasser, an RBI single back in the first. He is 1-for-3. Gone on to ground out and hit a fly ball to left.
Well, he was robbed on that last one on the sliding catch by Matt Higgins. Glasser's had a heck of a weekend.
Go ahead, run, and Dalen Lyle at second base. Roxby a long look in, the clock running down. He sets, looks back to second, and now steps off. I think he realized that the clock was turning to zero as he stepped off, or he looked at second base, and I think he glanced at the clock. And now he looks back to second again. He sets. Glasser waits, and the pitch is low and inside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Over at third base, Wyshkowski is even with the bag off the line, maybe 25 feet. Lyle bouncing around at second, and the pitch to Glasser is a swing and a miss on a pitch down. And I think the follow-through of Glasser's swing might have gotten the catcher Morgan. One ball and one strike, and it must have, because John Foyster, the home plate umpire, is giving him time. Some stall tactics. Glasser has a big swing, although he starts with his hands just right out in front of the body. The follow-through is a big follow-through. You'd think it'd be a short swing, and it is pretty compact to the ball. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball misses. 2-2.
Glasser's been going the other way a lot, and the shortstop Arteaga is up the middle holding on the runner. Lots of open space left side of the infield.
2-1, and the 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss late at a fastball. And the count is 2-2. Yo-Yo Morales waiting on deck. Two balls and two strikes, one out. Roxby, the right-hander, looks at second and delivers, and the pitch is popped up foul and out of play off to the left. That was a breaking ball. Maybe up and out of the strike zone, hard to say. Certainly close enough to go after. Dalen Lyle leadoff single. He stole second. Caden Wallace struck out, and it's 2-2 on Philip Glasser. The Senators trying to reclaim the lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 2-2 is looped into left field towards the line, and that's in for a base hit. Lyle had it read as he turns third and scores standing up. And Philip Glasser with his second hit and second RBI today. The Senators are back on top, 7-6. That ball did not land in front of Higgins in left field by that much, but Dalen Lyle read that right off the bat and said, you know what, I'm going, and if you make a circus catch, it's a double play, but I'm scoring.
Exactly right. You got to be aggressive when both teams keep scoring like this, but Philip Glaser, my goodness, has he been tremendous these last few games.
So here is Morales. He homered his last time up. He's 1-for-3. Roxby delivers, and the pitch is tapped foul along the third baseline, and the count is 0-1. No balls and a strike. That home run was out to straightaway right field. He has hit two home runs this week, and they've both been to right field. A fly ball into shallow right field along the line. This is a long run for everyone. It's dropping in, a base hit. Glaser went just halfway to second and now jogs into second base, and there are runners at first and second. I don't blame him for not going more, but I'm not sure that anybody had a chance to catch that one.
Yeah, and despite hanging up there for a while because of where it was placed, Velasquez at second had a country mile to go, and Omaris, who was shaded a little bit to right center, had equally far.
So with runners at first and second and one out, here is C.J. Stubbs. He is 0-for-2, but he's walked and scored. Runners at first and second. Roxby sets and delivers to Stubbs, and it's a check swing, foul ball, and the count is 0-1. No balls and a strike. CJ waiting. Roxby looks back at Glaser and delivers, and that pitch is pulled on the ground, foul on the third baseline, and he broke his bat. Carlos De La Cruz, who's had a nice afternoon, is on deck. 0-2 on C.J. Stubbs.
Hey, how about this, by the way, Terry? Right now in the major leagues, Garrett Crochet is perfect through five against the White Sox. That came in the sixth. And the Rays are no-hitting the Braves into the sixth inning, though Atlanta just scored a run.
So two games going right now that might make the news. No balls and two strikes. And the 0-2, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Two down, and here is Carlos De La Cruz. He is 2-for-3, a single and a run scored. A long two-run home run to right, and he has bounced down to shortstop. The Senators wouldn't do for a hit here. Maybe take a two-run lead in this back-and-forth affair today after Richmond had a 3-0 lead. First pitch to De La Cruz, a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike. The 0-1, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and it's 0-2. So Roxby is a pitch away from being out of the jam. The runners go, and the pitch is a called strike three. A couple of strikeouts to end the frame. All in all, he struck out all three outs. But the Senators score a run. Three hits, no errors, two left. We now head to the eighth, and the Senators are on top 7-6. On ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Get set, go! We got pulled as the hot sauce, and we got heavy. leading off the top of the eighth for Richmond. Catcher Zach Gordon.
Top half of the eighth inning, Senators back on top, 7-6. And here's Frankie Vernowski.
Well, what a fun day at the ballpark today. Ivan Armstrong, right-hander back out there, deals a first pitch ball high out of the zone to the right-hand hitting Zach Morgan. It's 1-0. Three runs in the first for Richmond. Harrisburg with a run in the first, two in the second. That tied it up at three after two. The 1-0, a high strike, 1-1. And then each side put up two in the third. It was 5-5, held there till the Senators took a 6-5 lead in the fifth. Flying Squirrels tied it up at six in the top of the seventh. Sens retook the lead in the bottom of the seventh. As the 1-1 misses low, check swing the appeal, he did not go, 2-1. 7-6, Senators leading and out hitting the Flying Squirrels, 12-11. Armstrong, the big man, kicks and throws. A ball that's hit high in the air and deep down the left field line, but well foul. But boy, he cranked it, landing out on the boardwalk, some 350 feet away. A whole crowd of youngsters quickly converging on that ball. Morgan calls time. Morgan is 0 for 3 today, 2 of 8 in the series. Armstrong, long look in, comes ready at the midsection. The 2-2, a weak ground ball right to Arruda at third. He scoops it up, throws on to first in plenty of time, one away. Armstrong has responded well after surrendering the home run to Barry Cotto that began his outing an inning ago. He's retired the following four batters, three on ground outs and one in an infield pop-up. So nobody on, one out for Iverson Arteaga, the nine plays batter. Righty-righty matchup. Arteaga's been on base twice, a base hit in the second, a walk in the sixth. Pitch to him here is just blooped up right around the mound. Armstrong says, I got it. He's on the back of the hill, makes the catch, and then does a behind-the-back flip to Glasser to begin tossing it around the infield. Two away. Major jam job there, an infield well off the inside. So two rather quick outs as the Senators are leading the Flying Squirrels 7-6, top of the eighth. Base is empty, two outs for Carter Howell, the leadoff man. Right-hand batter in the pitch. Fastball, strike. Nothing in one. 93 on the low inside corner. Again, this is shaping up to be exactly the type of inning the doctor ordered for the Senators. The 0-1. Tapped in front of the plate. Armstrong towards the line, comes over. Bare hands, throws to first in time for the third out. Blinking, you missed it. 1-2-3 go the Flying Squirrels for the first time today. We head on to the last of the eighth. It's the Senators 7, the Flying Squirrels 6 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth for your Senators, center fielder Nick Schnell.
Last of the eighth inning in Harrisburg. Senators leading the Flying Squirrels 7-6. Daffler called to the bullpen, brings right-handed throwing Tyler Myrick on for Richmond. First facing the left-hand hitting Nick Schnell. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. So Braxton Roxby goes an inning, allows three hits and a run. And he is currently in line for the loss. The 1-0 misses inside at 91. It's 2-0. Meanwhile, Ivan Armstrong in line for the win. The 2-0 misses high. 3-0. Ivan Armstrong threw eight pitches to retire the side in order in the eighth. It was a PPL Electric Utilities Energy Efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you can be energy efficient too. The 3-0 taking all the way. It's a fastball right down the middle at 91. 3-1. Schnell is 2-for-3 this afternoon. Scored a run back in the second. The 3-1 fouled back. Chasing a high fastball. Getting a good piece of it. And running the count 4-3-2. Lots of good lines all over the scorecard. Phillip Glasser 2-for-4. Couple of RBIs. Dalen Lyle 3-for-3. Couple runs, couple RBIs. Couple stolen bases as the 3-2 is fouled back again. Holding 3-2. Yo-Yo Morales 2-for-4 with a home run. De La Cruz 2-for-4 with a two-run homer. Another 3-2 to Schnell. Low and inside for ball four. And again, the Senators put the leadoff man aboard. They've done so 6 of 8 innings today. Third walk issued by Flying Squirrels pitching. So the speedy Schnell on first for Cortland Lawson. Righty-righty matchup. Cortland is 1-for-2. Last time Lawson was at the plate with Schnell aboard, Nick eventually stole second. As the first pitch to Lawson skips in the dirt, 1-0. On that steal, the throw from the catcher Morgan ended up in center field. Schnell got to third, though he did not score that inning. Takes a couple strides off the bag as Myrick kicks and throws. A high strike at 87. It's 1-1. Junior Santos was warming for the Senators in the top half of this inning. I think we might see him on for the save in the ninth. The 1-1 with the runner going is fouled back over our heads. 1-2. See if Schnell goes again. Maybe not the two-strike count. Middle infield, pinched in towards second. Not going. The 1-2. Tapped off the end of the bat. Right side of the infield. Velasquez, second baseman. Long way to go. Quick throw to first. It's not in time. Infield hit. And the Senators have first and second. Nobody out. Good hustle. That was not too dissimilar to the hit that Schnell had on the infield back in the second inning, in which Velasquez had a long way to go to his left on a weakly hit ball, and so lots of time to get there to first. Schnell at second, Lawson at first. Senators with a season-high 13 hits. And nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. Well, talk about a couple of key insurance runs out there. One in scoring position as JT Arruda steps into the left-handed batter's box. The Senators are 3-for-9 with runners in scoring position today. It is 7-6 Harrisburg, bottom eight, two on, nobody out. Righty-lefty matchup at the plate. Myrick's pitch. He shows bunt. Arruda pops it up third baseline, and the catcher Morgan gets out there to make the two-hand catch. Out number one. JT understandably upset with himself there. So that slows things down a little bit. See if it enables Myrick to catch his breath. But the red-hot Dalen Lyle steps into the left-handed box. Just mentioned that Dalen is 3-for-3 with a walk, two RBIs and two runs. And he swings at the first pitch, chops it to short, the flip to second for one. The throw from Velasquez to first is not in time. Schnell to third, Lyle on first. There are now two outs. So it's up to Caden Wallace to keep the line moving and try and get that key run 90 feet away across. We want to at least keep the line going for the red-hot Philip Glasser waiting on deck. Caden today is 0 for 4 with three punch outs. Right-hander ready. Lyle goes from first. The first pitch is a swing and a miss. There's no throw from Morgan, the catcher here. Lyle steals second for his third stolen base of the game. And now a base hit could score two, as Dalen has great speed. So a ball in the outfield stands good chance to score him. Wallace calls time. Junior Santos back out there warming up again in the Senators' bullpen. Will it be a one-run lead or more? The 0-1 to Wallace. Chopped up the third baseline foul. He now needs to defend. It's nothing at two. A leadoff walk, an infield single, but then a popped-up bunt and a ground out fielder's choice have quickly brought two outs. Second and third, two outs. Sens leading by one in the eighth. The 0-2. Weakly hit to the left side on the ground. Over for it is the shortstop Arteaga. He makes the throw on to first. It's not in time. Schnell scores. Lyle to third. And Wallace on first with the infield single, an RBI base hit. And the Senators lead 8-6. Arteaga, he took a little while, though. It was not an easy play because it was weakly hit. He had to come in and to his right. And Wallace, knowing he could have beaten it, was busting it and just beat the throw.
Well, Barry Cotto played that as if it was for sure an out, but you look at the replay on that one on MILB TV, and it was close, but it wasn't that close.
So here is Philip Glasser. We've been mentioning he is 7 for 10 this weekend, a couple of RBIs today. There are men on the corners, two outs for him. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch, fouled back, nothing and one. Well, good hustle this whole inning for the Senators all day, of course, but we've got a stolen base, a couple of infield base hits. Great speed with Lyle at third, good speed with Wallace at first. Myrick ready. Runner goes from first. The 0-1 is inside and low, and there's no throw, so Wallace steals second, and again, the Senators have two men in scoring position. Running all over the place, the Sens have now stolen five bases this afternoon. Glasser calls time in the 1-1 count. Yo-Yo Morales, who has had a great weekend as well, he's waiting on deck, should it get that far. The 1-1. Hit off the fists into shallow center. Howell charging in, and he makes the one-hand catch on the run for out number three. But the Senators score a key insurance run thanks to a walk and a couple of infield base hits. They leave two. On to the ninth. It's the Senators 8, the Flying Squirrels 6 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400. Well, this fun and exciting game is on to the ninth inning. The Senators are leading 8-6. Junior Santos is on for the save. And to tell you about him and the action, here's Terry.
Thank you very much, Frankie. It's the 2, 3, and 4 batters for Richmond. Diego Velasquez, Jairo Pomares, and Victor Barrichotto. Barrichotto has homered twice today. Velasquez a couple of hits, and Pomares has 2 home runs in the series. So Junior Santos has his work cut out for him. This is his 4th outing. The right-hander ready and deals, and the first pitch is poured in for a strike, and it's 0-1. 8-6. Senators on top here in the ninth inning. The right-hander delivers, and the 0-1 misses. 1 ball and 1 strike. He has struck out a batter in each of his 3 outings, but he has also walked 2 batters in each of his 3 outings. So 3 strikeouts and 6 walks he has allowed a hit in 4 1/3 innings. The 1-1 is a strike, and the count is 1-2. That pitch on the outside part of the plate. Richmond scored 3 in the first. The Senators with 1 in the first, 2 in the second. Both teams scored 2 in the third. Senators with 1 in the fifth. Both teams with a run in the seventh. The Senators with a run in the bottom of the eighth. As the pitch misses, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Definitely, your Junior Santos want to make Richmond hit the ball to reach base. 2-2, and the 2-2 is fouled off straight back, and it remains 2-2. Two balls and 2 strikes to the leadoff hitter in the ninth inning, Diego Velasquez, switch hitter batting left-handed. Santos again deals, and the pitch is fouled off again off to the left into sweet 6. Youngster running under the bars up there, separating the sweets. Picked up the baseball. Another 2-2, and that is line to center. Coming on quickly as Schnell dives, and does he have it? He does. What a catch. Nick Schnell coming on that low line drive into a headlong dive, and then a roll, and he made the catch, and there is one out. Well, Junior Santos needs to tip his cap out to Nick Schnell for that play. One down in the first offering to Jairo Pomares is low. 1 ball and 0 strikes. He is 0 for 4 in this one. Now 5 for 19 this week. Off speed pitch misses, and the count is 2 balls and 0 strikes. So 2-0 to Pomares, 8-6. Senators on top in this one. Line drive out into right center field. This one's in for a hit. Over to cut that off is Schnell. Pomares going for 2. The throw to second base, not in time. And it's a stand-up double. So that brings the tying run to the plate in the person of Victor Barrichotto.
First baseman.
That run at second base doesn't really matter since the Senators scored the insurance run in the bottom of the eighth inning, and the first pitch is popped up into shallow right. Glasser is racing out, still racing out, dives, and it tips off the edge of his glove. Just could not quite get to it around third and holding up, and now there's nobody at second base. And Barrichotto goes from first to second as they threw the ball back into the infield, and there was no one there. And so there are runners at second and third with just one out. It was a blooper into shallow right. De La Cruz picked it up and threw the ball to Morales, who had it, and nobody, once Morales got rid of it, nobody was at second, and Barrichello just took off. So runners are at second and third with one out here in the ninth inning. The tying runs in scoring position for Sabin Ceballos. Ceballos says struck out, doubled, and scored mid hit by a pitch and was robbed of a hit by JT Arruda. The first pitch is taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. No balls and a strike, 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Santos with the infield back deals low with another fastball. And the count is one ball and one strike. Well, Richmond in game two last night had runners at second and third with one out. And Marquise Grissom Jr. did not allow them to score. We'll see if Santos can do the same thing on this Sunday afternoon. He sets and deals outside. And the count is 2-1. Justin Wyshkowski is on deck. This has been a back and forth game all day. Santos sets. He holds and deals. And that fastball just off the plate. And now the count is three balls and a strike. Junior Santos, a big presence out on the mound. He is 6'7 out there. 3-1 and the 3-1. That's ball four and the bases are loaded. Well, he may very well have been pitching carefully there to Ceballos, though now that puts the go-ahead run on the base pass. Looks like the Dennis Pelfrey might very well run for Ceballos. Out of the dugout is Rigo Beltran to talk to Santos. Dennis Pelfrey has come all the way down just outside of the hitting circle, and he is taking Ceballos out of the game. And going into run is Vaughn Brown. Brown runs well. So a ball hit up the alley or down the line could very easily score all three runners. Santos will try to keep that from happening. Justin Wyshkowski is 2-for-4. He singled in a run in the third, also scored, and he doubled in the fifth. He's also struck out and bounced to third. The infield is back looking for two. Just remember, a terrific play started the inning, a catch by Nick Schnell, or the Senators really be in trouble. First pitch from Santos, a fastball fouled off at the plate by Wyshkowski, and the count is 0-1. The tying and go-ahead runs are on base for the Flying Squirrels. Pumaris at third, Barrichello at second, and Ceballos at first. Santos deals, and the 0-1 is bounced foul to Richmond's dugout, and the count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes. And now the right-hander looking for a strikeout. Santos sets, and the 0-2 is bounced foul to Richmond's on deck circle, and it remains no balls and two strikes. Again, the right-hander ready. And another 0-2, and that one is an off-speed pitch. That's tapped foul. Well, Wyshkowski is very much in swing mode. We'll see if Santos goes out of the strike zone at all to see if he can get Wischkowski to chase. No balls, two strikes, and the 0-2 fastball just misses. 2,462 here. And they all thought that pitch was a strike. It's one ball and two strikes. Santos, 1-2 pitch. Grounded to third. Aruda to second. There's one. The relay to first. Two. Double play. And the ball game is over. It's an around the horn. 5-4-3. Double play. And the Senators are 8-6 winners this afternoon over the Richmond Flying Squirrels. He got the ground ball he needed right at Aruda at third base, and he started the around-the-horn twin killing. In the ninth, no runs, two hits, no errors, two left. The Senators take 4 out of 6 in the series and head out of town feeling a lot better about things than when they headed into town last Sunday night. All right, stay tuned. I'll be back with the postgame show after this break right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400.
Is the box score good to go?
And it's time for today's IGS Energy Star Game.
Well, the Senators are winners on this Sunday afternoon by a final score of 8-6. Eight runs on 14 hits and no errors for the Senators. They left seven runners on base. For Richmond, it was six runs on 13 hits and an error. And the Flying Squirrels left nine on the base paths. The winning pitcher is Ivan Armstrong. He is 1-0. The loser, Braxton Roxby, 0-1. And the save to Junior Santos, his first. Took 2 hours and 47 minutes on this Sunday afternoon in front of 2,462. More on this game in a moment. First in the major leagues, there's a no-hitter in the top of the eighth inning. The Red Sox are no-hitting the White Sox 2-0 in Chicago. That game's in the eighth inning. White Sox do not have a hit. The Giants are beating the Yankees 5-3 in the eighth inning in New York. Orioles have doubled up the Blue Jays 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning in Baltimore. Nationals are trailing the Marlins 7-3. That game's in the bottom of the seventh inning in Miami. The Phillies are trailing the Cardinals 4-0 in the seventh inning in St. Louis. The going through here, the Mets and the A's are beginning in just a few minutes out on the West Coast in Sacramento. And the Reds beat the Pirates 4-0. In the Eastern League, Akron is beating Altoona 10-1. That game is in the eighth inning in Akron. Somerset and Reading are 6-6 in the top half of the ninth inning in Somerset. Erie beat Chesapeake 1-0 today. Hartford and Binghamton. Binghamton winning that ball game 2-1. And postponed again, New Hampshire and Portland. They have all kinds of games to make up from this week. Luckily, they play each other more than any other two teams in this league play one another. Now we'll turn our attention to this one, and there is a lot to unwrap. This is like having a stack, a pile full of Christmas presents. It was Seth Schumann against Jack Choate, and in the first inning, back-to-back hits for Richmond, and with one out, Victor Barrichotto hit a long three-run home run, giving Richmond a 3-0 lead. But today, the Senators did not go quietly. Dalen Lyle singled, stole second, and with one out, Philip Glasser came to the plate. Well, in the second, Richmond put a couple of guys on base but didn't score. In the bottom of the second, Carlos De La Cruz and Nick Schnellbull singled. They were sacrificed to second and third. With two outs and two strikes, Dalen Lyle came through. Well, it didn't stay 3-3 long, as in the top of the third with two outs and nobody on, Sabin Ceballos doubled. Justin Wischkowski singled him in, and then Matt Higgins singled in Wischkowski, who had gone to second on the throw to the plate. And just like that, in the third inning, Richmond reclaimed a 5-3 lead. Well, it was the Senators' turn in the bottom of the third inning to score with two outs and nobody on. C.J. Stubbs walked, and that brought up Carlos De La Cruz. Well, neither team scored in the fourth. How about that? But they had base runners. In the fifth, Richmond put runners at second and third with one out. But Garrett Davila pitched out of that jam. So we moved to the bottom of the fifth of a 5-5 game. And with one out, Yo-Yo Morales came to the plate. In the sixth, both teams again traded zeros. And in the top of the seventh inning, Victor Barrichotto homered for a second time in the game, this time about three rows into the Ollie's Bargain Outlet cheap seats in section 404. So it was a 6-6 game into the bottom of the seventh inning. Daylen Lyle led off the inning with a base hit. He stole second, and with one out, Philip Glasser came to the plate. In the top half of the eighth inning, Ivan Armstrong retired the side in order, the first time in the game that Richmond had been retired in order 1-2-3, and the only time in the game that either team went 1-2-3. The game moved to the bottom of the eighth inning. Nick Schnell walked. Cortland Lawson singled. J.T. Arruda bunted out. Daylen Lyle bounced into a fielder's choice, and that brought up Caden Wallace. In the ninth inning, Diego Velasquez hit a fly ball to center field that Nick Schnell made a circus catch on for the first out with Junior Santos on the mound, but then Jairo Palmeiras doubled. Victor Barrichotto dropped a little single into shallow right field and then went to second when nobody covered. So there are runners at second and third and one out. Sabin Ceballos walked, and that brought up Justin Wiskoski. He fouled off the first four pitches of the at-bat, took a ball, and then on the sixth pitch of the at-bat, hit a ground ball right at J.T. Root at third base. He started around the horn, 5-4-3 double play to end the ball game, and the Senators win. So the Senators take 4 out of 6 from Richmond and actually take 4 out of the last 5 games from the Flying Squirrels. It was a lot of offense today as Daylen Lyle with 3 hits, Glasser, Morales, De La Cruz, Schnell, and Lawson all had a pair of hits for the Senators, a couple of home runs. 8 runs a season high, 14 hits a season high. And the Senators' bullpen, all in all, doing a terrific job on this day with the ball flying everywhere. They go 4 2/3 innings, Davila, Armstrong, and Santos. They allow just 1 run on 3 hits with a walk and 2 strikeouts. So the Senators' winners today by a final score of 8-6. Next ball game is Tuesday night in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'll be on the air at 6:20, 6:35 first pitch. All right, many thanks to Torrey Gates back in the studio. My partner, Frankie Vernowski, I'm Terry Byram, saying so long. The Senators win 8-6. You've been listening to Harrisburg Senators Baseball on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400. Thanks, Torrey.